You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana Show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
Right when everybody's, we told you that you were going to go back and be able to live your life, but we totally BS'd you.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
I just saw a headline where they were saying that Japan is considering increasing some restrictions as it relates to coronavirus. Did you see that the State Department also was putting out that Americans should rethink travel abroad because of coronavirus, like the strains, I guess, different strains? What do you guys think? Because I kind of wanted to go somewhere away on a beach somewhere and pretend to be a pirate and sing sea shanties.
Mm-hmm. I'm less inclined to believe the hype on some stuff now. Like, I'm once bitten, twice shy type.
Why are you such a truther, Kane?
I enjoy tinfoil and wearing it as hats.
Such as
tinfoil hats. But yeah, I just think that I think that we're going to have to see how this plays out. The media is going to make this a big deal. They're going to use this politically to shut things down. I just don't like what I'm seeing on the horizon is basically it.
Can I tell you my first world problem? Do I just basically like abandon my vacation plans and not go out of the country?
Right.
Because I gotta put the rest of my deposit down at the end of this month. I'm just saying, right. Like, what should I do? I don't know.
I mean, you're not the only one.
Obviously, I know.
There's millions of people out there that have a life they haven't been able to get to for a year and some change.
The sea is calling.
Right.
You know, where I go, where I pretend to be a pirate and I sing sea shanties and I'm not really exaggerating. I go out on a boat with a milk jug of rum mixed with some fruit. So I'm healthy.
I can hear the song now.
I got water. I got my milk jug of rum. I got goggles, a spear, and got a rod and a hook, and we go fish and stab things and cook it up on the beach, and it's amazing.
But sunshine, though.
And fresh air, right. And fresh fish.
That's supposed to be good for anybody who's sick.
Yeah.
Sunlight and outdoors.
Yeah. These are all good things. Nice, fresh seawater. It's good for the skin, the salt, all good things, all good things. So I'm just a little, I don't know what to do. What do I do? Would you go out? Would you go out of country?
Well, it depends. A lot of times you're going to be restricted by either the
not
travel.
Not where I was going to go.
I know, but either by the travel company, whoever you're taking to fly down there, mm-hmm. and then by the actual entity you might be staying, there could be many restrictions or requirements. So I'd have to see.
But I mean, you get so much fresh fish that you fish during the day, and then you eat it all day. And then that by the time you're done with your vacation, you actually are like, I think I'm good. I don't think I want any more fresh food and delicious fresh fish that I caught myself and cooked on the side of the beach. I'm good now. Thank you. I really want some crappy processed food. Right. I'm really tired of the good, healthy things in my life.
Back to the States.
Right? I know. I mean, it's... What if I just like hit out in the mangroves or something? Ooh.
I think somebody may have thought of that.
Think so?
Think so.
Or like, because there's some caves and stuff. I totally hide out there. I've thought about it. I'm not going to lie. I'm not saying that I looked on Google Maps and was mapping some stuff out. I'm not saying that I was, but I'm not, but it was a thought.
Find it on those such as maps.
Such as. What I'm thinking is if everything continues going to hell in a handbasket and just like say that all the Marxists kick us out because things suck really bad, I'm not against, taking over an island. I mean, I can do it, and I mean, so just a small one. I don't need a lot, and just doing my thing and just leave me alone, and I won't cause you problems. If you don't leave me alone, then we'll have problems. I mean, you'll have big ones. So I'm just saying, just leave me alone. I'm telling you what, I never, ever make the people who just want to be left alone. Never get them mad. Never. We just want to be left alone. Leave us alone, right? I just want to be able to fish. I want to do it. I feel like Greg Fokker on the plane. I just want to be able to do what I want to do. And right now, all I want to do is to not check my bag. I am him right now. But But for real, I'm curious as to what you all out there in radio, I mean, does anybody actually, because now there's State Department, let me pull this up, because I had this, and I, of course, I was sharing it around with my family, because the State Department was like, oh, you know, rethink, you know, your travel abroad. Like, why? Why would we do that? They're going to issue travel advisories for 80% of the countries. Why? Why would you do this? Well, you know, just right when everyone's getting vaccinated. Why would you, right when everybody's, well, you know, I mean, we told you that you were going to go back and be able to live your life, but we totally BS'd you. We lied.
I have a question, though. Uh-huh. Are they going to restrict the travel of these migrant caravans?
No, that's okay. I could pretend to be that.
That's what I'm saying. That was the next logical step. I mean, why don't just identify as a migrant in a caravan?
So they said, this is what the State Department says. As a first step in planning any trip abroad, check the travel advisories for your intended destination. You can see the world at a glance on our color-coded map. So, okay, let's go to the color-coded map. What in hot Hades is this?
Oh. Don't have maps.
Yeah. What if, I mean, what are they going to do if they don't have maps? Really upset. Okay, so... Oh, it doesn't let you zoom. Where can I zoom in? Because there's a couple. Get your stupid pop-up out of here. I'm at travel.state.gov. So they have travel advisory levels. And let's just go and look at some places here. Where are we going to go? Oh, they're telling people where I want to go to not go there.
Oh, no.
Not even kidding you. You want to know what my two favorite fingers are, Chris, or Kane? You want to know? Yeah, I can't go there. Hey, you can exercise normal precautions in Puerto Rico. Oh, if you're going to go to Jamaica, nope, don't go there. Don't go. Would you like more information on that? They said, don't travel to Jamaica due to COVID-19. Exercise increased caution due to crime. Some areas have increased risk. What? Come on. Really? What about, oh, no, I mean, of course, what about Cayman Islands? Cayman Islands, or you got to contact the, I don't have like a travel on this. I do like how this map is interactive.
You know, it's funny because you're the restriction on where you wanted to go. It looks like that the restrictions not because of COVID but because of crime. If you read it,
I don't want to read it.
Their warning has to do with crime and not COVID.
Nobody believes that the crime there increased to the point that much. Nobody believes that. I don't believe that. You know, maybe if I could take a blade. That's the other thing. Like, you can't even have a blade there. It's, you know, just can't have any of these places. So, any like Jamaica, the Bahamas, they say. Because it says reconsider travel. I'm like, excuse me, what? Reconsider travel is what it says. That's like my backup. I love Bahamas. I love the Bahamas. You can get a boat and go to all the different Cays and everything else. Oh, I love the Bahamas. You can go fish there. I love the Bahamas. Although we will not do the pig swimming thing because my family all thinks that it's devils. Devils, you know what they say about pigs in the water. You know what the Bible says about it. So we just don't mess. But yeah, there's a bunch of Nicaragua's reconsider travel. Now, what's weird is parts of Mexico is exercise caution. So if you're one of those people, you want to go down to Tulum, you could go to Tulum. You know, take Instagram pictures of yourself. I've always wanted to go there, but I don't care about any crime. I care about the hipsters. Crime I can deal with. Hipsters I can't. You know what I mean? Like, I can't look at me. I'm going to take a picture of myself, such as maps. And then they just can't. I can't with all the Instagram influencers. Have you ever seen Influencers in the Wild? It's an Instagram account that is one of the funniest accounts I've ever seen in my life. And it shows all these people, actual Instagram influencers, trying to stage these photos out in the wild. People find them. They don't know they're being recorded. They record them. And they send them to this account. It's hysterical. That many people do this. So Acapulco, you're not supposed to go there. A bunch of other places. Anywhere that's near Gulf of California is cool. I mean, just, you know, I want to be just left alone.
Of all the restrictions on this site, this is travel.state.gov, they talk about COVID-19, but they don't mention anything of the variants that we're now hearing about in the news and have for the last few weeks. So why would they still have restrictions about COVID when we have a good bulk of the country vaccinated and less than 1% of the country actually infected? So, yeah, what's that about?
I got some problems. I'm looking at, there's a bunch of, Barbuda, Antigua, do not travel. But that's the thing, when they, even when you go to their color-coded map, they don't say that it's because of coronavirus. Like, anywhere in Europe, basically, reconsider travel. Austria, Belgium, Croatia, Czech Republic, Denmark, France, Germany, Greece, reconsider travel, New Zealand, exercise normal precautions, Macau, exercise. I don't know why he's going to go to Macau. I had no plans to go there, but I don't know. To me, it seems like fear mongering, right? Because the way that they put it in the press is State Department warns Americans to rethink all travel plans. This is Consumer Affairs, by the way. This is what my grandparents were like. Oh, did you look at Consumer Affairs though? They wouldn't buy a weed eater unless they read Consumer Affairs about it. Well, how did Consumer Affairs write this weed eater? I don't know. I cannot purchase it unless I read the review on the Consumer Affairs. I don't have my copy yet. So they're the ones, it's them and a bunch of others, but this seems like a bunch of BS. Because the whole thing is based on variants. And then when you look, as Kane was saying, at the map, they're like, oh, no, just crime. Right. What? I know we got a lot more to do, but we got to talk more about this because I'm telling you, I wanted to be a fake pirate and sing sea shanties on a boat and spear some fish and drink rum with fruit in it because it's healthy. So That's how I unwind. I need that in my life. Gosh dang it. We're going to have some sea shanty music. I'm not going to lie to you people. If I don't get to do my sea shanty thing, I'm going to make everybody pay for it because I will show up here dressed as a pirate and I'll have rum. Not even kidding you. And you're just going to have to deal with it. Everyone at the first is going to have to deal with it. All the affiliates all across the country, y'all are just going to have to deal. What's going to happen? Founded 30 years ago, Kel-Tec takes pride in their mission of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company, Kel-Tec began making firearms in 1995 and to this day continues to never copy weapons, but always innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Now, SHOT Show is usually the time for Kel-Tec to unveil what's next, but with SHOT canceled this year, stay tuned to this program and the Kel-Tec social channels to discover new Kel-Tec weapons, all true to Kel-Tec's commitment to their customers by offering them firearm design they can't get anywhere else. All Kel-Tec firearms are quality made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to go to work. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms, and they work hard to provide top quality products for you, law enforcement, and military personnel that protect America and our freedoms. To find a retailer near you and learn more about Kel-Tec's full line of pistols, rifles, shotguns, accessories, and more, check them out at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
So Daily Mail is actually suing Google. They said that they're violating antitrust law and they're citing specifically any coverage of the royal family. I thought this was sort of interesting. So the New York Post reported that Daily Mail, they filed this antitrust suit against Google in Manhattan. Daily Mail, if you don't know, it's even though it's a British publication, they cover a lot of U.S. stuff. And I have some friends who are U.S. reporters, you know, American reporters that write for them. It's the largest publication in the world, and they have the biggest circulation of a paper in the world. I'm not exactly fans of them, but they're not complete Marxists. But they said that Google, their allegation is that the company was manipulating search results based on how much other publishers were spending on advertising with them. And they said that they're trying to hold them to account for their continued anti-competitive behavior. And they're manipulating ad auctions and new search results, all this stuff. So that's going to be one to watch. I'll be following that for sure. China I mean, launches an app for citizens to report anyone who has mistaken opinions. So basically like Twitter, right? That seems like what it is. They've launched this app for citizens to report anyone that denies the excellence of socialist culture and has mistaken thoughts. This is insane, right? Holy cow. And there's a hotline. You can use an app and a hotline. And it's their cyber regulator. This is one of the craziest things. It's the Cyberspace Administration of China. That is the people who did it. So they're like the thought police on the internet. It's like Twitter. I'm not even kidding. This is like Twitter. That is really crazy. Former Vice President Walter Mondale has passed away. That news came out earlier today. Political reported he was 93 years old. He was at, they said he was at the wrong end of a Reagan landslide in 1984. I thought that was a very odd subhead. And coronavirus vaccination cards are supporting scams. They said it's ripe for fraud. If only we could have seen that coming. Huh. Stick with us. We've got a lot to come. I didn't realize anybody could get so mad over yogurt. So I don't really pay attention to Demi Lovato because I just don't care. The only time that my interest was piqued was when she decided to get involved in our school board's fight for some reason, even though she doesn't live in the community and has no kids that go to the school district in question, nor does she pay taxes towards the school district in question, but whatever. She's a Karen who wants to complain about everything. So this chick, in total millennial style, decided to get triggered over frozen yogurt, specifically a place called The Big Chill. It's been around for forever, and I know this is very important to progressives. It's female-owned and operated. The Big Chill, it's a frozen yogurt place in L.A., this is how it started. She tweeted that, or she put this on Instagram. Finding it extremely hard to order Froyo from Big Chill Official when you have to walk past tons of sugar-free cookies, other diet foods before you get to the counter. Do better, please. Hashtag diet culture vultures. She's like very impressed with herself over that hashtag. So I think I'm going to next entry in her Insta stories. So I think I'm going to have to make that hashtag a thing. I will be calling harmful messaging from brands or companies that perpetuate a society that not only enables but praises disordered eating. Hashtag diet culture vultures. The yogurt shop responded. They wrote, "We are not diet vultures. We cater to all of our customers' needs for the past 36 years. We're sorry you found this offensive." And she goes, "Not just that, your service is rude. So rude. The whole experience is triggering and awful. You can carry things for other people while also caring for another percentage of your customers who struggle daily just to even step foot in your store. You can find a way to provide an inviting environment for all people with different needs. And including eating disorders, one of the deadliest mental illnesses, only second opioids. Overdoses, don't make excuses since y'all want to keep this going." Like, she was putting them on blast. She felt really good. And then she goes, "I was thinking maybe it'd help if you made it more clear that the sugar-free options and vegan options are for that. Labeling the snacks for celiac, diabetes, or vegans when it's not super." I'm pretty sure that somebody who has celiac understands what the hell gluten-free means here. And she goes, "It's not clear our messaging." It's not? You mean people who are vegan don't understand what the hell "this is vegan" means? Not everyone is as dumb. What gets me is that, can you imagine being so desperate for attention that you target a damn frozen yogurt shop during a pandemic when many businesses are closed? They sell frozen yogurt, not salad. It's not the salad store. It's the frozen yogurt store. They don't sell salmon because it's not the salmon store. It's the frozen yogurt store. They are a frozen yogurt shop. So they sell frozen yogurt as opposed to selling vegetables. She could have just walked by the vegan and gluten-free options like one walks past any other product that does not appeal to them. I hate Brussels sprouts, but you don't see me freaking out at Kroger because I have to walk past some Brussels sprouts or the weird juice department there at the store, right? I mean, there she could have realized maybe that there exist other customers besides herself, people who have different dietary requirements, but they're not in business to serve just her. They didn't open their store 36 years ago so they could go, "We can't wait for a pop star to be born so she can go at us over Instagram." I mean, they didn't do that. They serve 1,000 customers a day. So unless she's going there 1,000 times per day, what the hell? It's a frozen yogurt shop. And it's, again, a yogurt shop. She actually literally threatened them. She goes, she posted a photo that they had saying, these cookies are bad. And they go, this is a post from 2016. We didn't even carry this anymore. And the only reason we carried it is because our customers wanted a protein cookie. And she goes, so you don't carry the Lenny and Larry cookies that scream the exact same thing? Pretty sure I saw every flavor there. Don't keep going with this. You don't want to mess with me. You're in the wrong, and the customer's always right.
Oh, my God.
It's yogurt. Yogurt. This was on the eve of the 246th anniversary of Lexington and Concord, and we went from kicking the ass of the Redcoats to bitching about frozen yogurt. Oh, my. I mean, I didn't really think that that was the extreme Karen story arc that we needed in 2021, but here we are.
Bitching about labeling, not even right? Yogurt.
I'm so mad that you have this as gluten-free. Why didn't you just say for celiac people? Really?
Oh, my God.
Really? Oh, man. What does she not complain about? Her whole her next album. All about bitching. For track number one, I'm so mad over Froyo.
Hi, this is Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, Vernon Jones joins me to discuss why he got fed up and left the Democratic Party to run for governor of Georgia, and why he believes the left is afraid to let Black Americans think for themselves. I'll also have the latest on the Biden border crisis and how the administration is trying to hide the truth from you. Don't miss it. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Mm-mm-mm. I love that Devo song, by the way. All right, so let's see here. We got some... I ended up seeing this. There's a Florida man who spent over 30 years building a medieval castle. And I forgot to put this actually in my rundown. I apologize. But they spent 30 years building a medieval castle that he's selling now. And it is very, I mean, it's under $1 million if you want to. Over 4,000 square foot castle. I just know there's a lot of bodies of water by this thing, which means there's probably a ton of gators up in there. Just saying, looks like there's some gators. The thing about it though is apparently there is a toilet with a strategically placed escape hatch that you can get to one of the turrets, and if that's something that appeals to you, you know, climbing by the toilet. Just saying. But the dude spent like 30 years building this. It was on a Palm Beach Post, and he's like, I wanted to build a small castle because I saw a picture of it. I saw a spread about it, and I thought, hey, I can build that. And it sits along the Wellington Environmental Preserve, which totally means that there are gators back there. I'm just saying. A Ferris wheel operator got beaten by the crowd after he attacked a woman getting off a ride. This was in Opa-locka. Cell phone video of a Ferris wheel fight. Brutal punches and kicks between a carnival employee and an angry crowd. Police say they're ready to make arrests. No one was social distancing. The Ferris wheel operator even started a fight with another employee who tried to intervene. The angry brawl continued, and people were totally arrested, and they were charged with like assault and battery and all kinds of stuff. But somebody, apparently, it started when a woman got off the Ferris wheel, and there was a toddler involved. It was a mess.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.